We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
For suspects accused of lower-level crime like theft and shoplifting and drug use will no longer be waiting for a court date in the county jail. A judge has ruled it unconstitutional to keep someone in jail because they don't have money to post bail. As Don Baird reports, this is all destined to end up back in the courts a year from now.
The state of California may be pulled into this, and some crime survivor organizations may intervene as well. The debate over the zero bail policy, which is now back in effect in L.A. County, that means people arrested for minor crimes will just be cited and released. Now, those who agree with the judge say that's only fair. Others think it will lead to a revolving door of criminals committing even more crimes. Former prosecutor Steve Meister, who's now a defense attorney, sees both sides.
Because remember, for purposes of bail, a person is actually presumed guilty. That's the only time they're ever presumed guilty.
He thinks crime could go up with the zero bail policy, and former L.A. County D.A. Steve Cooley thinks so, too. And not only that,
I think what's going to happen is this decision will result in scores, hundreds, thousands of individuals just not appearing in court. They'll have no incentive to appear in court.
He personally believes the cash bail system is not unfair, that it's probably constitutional, and still gives suspects the opportunity to have their bail amounts lowered.
Let's talk about Irvine. Irvine is giving the Orange County Power Authority another chance, staying with the Green Power Agency. The decision comes after several other cities, like Huntington Beach, pulled out. Irvine's mayor says those cities will pay for their decision, but Huntington Beach Mayor Tony Strickland, who's also a member of the Power Authority's board, tells us it will be Irvine on the hook.
Irvine's going to be holding the bag because they're the biggest city, and this is an agency that's not going to sustain itself. And so, you know, I would say, you know, if anybody's going to pay, it's the citizens of Irvine. They're going to be holding the bag.
Since its inception just over a year ago, the OCPA has been marred by controversy and criticized for its leadership, management, pricing strategies, and transparency. Strickland says it's been a mess.
The fact of the matter is they don't know what they're doing. They tell the public one thing, but they do something else.
Irvine Council members Tammy Kim and Kathleen Trisader, who also serve on the OCPA's board, both voted to stick with the agency, saying they want to see this through.
Housing affordability, we know it's bad around here. New study is making some more remarks on this, so just how bad it is. Region home to 10 of the 20 least affordable U.S. cities in the nation. Wallet Hub, looking at data from 300, finds Santa Monica on the list. Santa Barbara also there, and then up north, Berkeley. Those are the three worst. Jill Gonzalez with Wallet Hub.
Los Angeles, for bigger cities, ranked the worst. It ranked 295th. Even worse than that at 296th was Burbank. And then right after that, at 297, was Glendale.
They looked at 10 metrics: the cost of homes, the maintenance, tax rates, homeowners insurance costs. Most affordable, Montgomery, Alabama, Flint, Michigan, Toledo, Ohio.
It appears to be a nail-biter in Beverly Hills, the election where voters are deciding the fate of a major development project that could bring what's described as an ultra-luxury hotel to the city. The special election consisted of two ordinances, a zoning ordinance and development agreement, which were both approved by the city council. But many residents don't like the plan and say the Cheval Blanc Hotel would clash with the neighborhood's character. Votes so far show it will be a close call, with no holding a slim 60-vote lead. The next update is scheduled for Friday.
Seen the video of this one? A bunch of people jump into action. Save a CHP officer got pinned to the ground by a suspect. This was Friday on ramp to the 5 from Main Street in Santa Ana. A couple of motorcycle cops had approached a guy accused of disturbing drivers. They issued him a warning. Suspect left and then came back. One of the officers was still there. Fought him, pinned him down. Ervardo Navarro told KCAL he's still in disbelief of all this happened. He was driving by, saw the whole thing.
I consider myself a person that helps, but obviously you never prepare for something like that, never.
Yeah, pulled over, got out of the car, ran over there.
He said thank you at least like 5-6 times. Like, and he, you know, I can sense that he was very honest from his heart, that he knew what type of risk he was going through.
Yeah, Verano just started hitting this guy because he thought he was going to go for the officer's gun. Two other men got out of their cars, ran over, took all three of them to pull him away.
L.A. police are expressing concern about a surge in hate crimes in the San Fernando Valley. Chief Michael Moore says the number of incidents has risen by 8.5% so far this year.
This is contrary to the overall decrease in hate crimes that we're seeing in the city. And most striking about that is that the hate crimes in the San Fernando Valley year-to-date total 64, when in 2019 that was 23.
Chief Moore is calling for more education and awareness about hate speech and attacks, and he is promising strong enforcement, calling on people to report hate crime, saying if you see something, say something.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.